Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you, man?
I'm really, really, really well. How about yourself?
I'm great. No problems.
I feel good.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's Friday already?
It is. College football this weekend?
College football starts this
weekend.
This
week zero.
What does that mean?
It means like just a few games.
Oh. Well,
nothing really big yet.
Not everybody's playing.
Right. Next year will be week one.
Oh, I just saw college football started this weekend, and I was like, all right, I got to find a team that I can watch. I need to just figure out who's on TV the most, because I don't have cable, so it could be difficult trying to follow a team like Arkansas. Although, by the way, Arkansas fans, you gave me a lot of cool T-shirts and mugs and all that stuff. I love the Razorbacks, but it's just, it was hard to watch.
Didn't work.
Yeah, but I don't even know, like, can you watch...
Yeah,
do they
Peacock,
televise
them? Right?
Right. So they whatever's on
games
NBC.
On Peacock.
Yeah. So I just wonder.
Notre Dame.
You hate Notre Dame, though.
I do hate Notre Dame, but I think they'd always be on Peacock, I think, because they have a deal with NBC.
But you understand why the average Joe kind of thinks Notre Dame sounds cool, right? Like someone who's not, doesn't have a college team. It's not just Rudy. It's, you know.
Irish, Catholic.
Yeah, it's like
Touchdown
the,
Jesus.
The logo, the sign, you know, that they hit on the way out and all that stuff. But
we hit the sign on the way out.
Okay, fine. So, but I'm just saying, you know, they're
those who stay will be champions. They have play like a champion today.
Maybe I know everyone has a different sign, but
no, not everyone has a different sign.
Well, I've seen a lot of different signs. Do your job today. I've seen a lot of different signs.
Just
saying, Notre Dame has the sign, obviously, and then everyone else copied it.
Okay,
right? I mean, Michigan came up with one. I'm sure Ohio State came up with one.
Okay,
what's Ohio State say?
We suck.
Keep winning
for fun.
Just keep winning. Anyway, look, I'm not going to root for a team that you hate, but I'm ready. I'm fully ready to find a college football team and learn about
it. I'm sorry, Snowco. I knew I shouldn't say it, but I couldn't stop myself.
He said it, you know? I guess.
It was worth it.
I knew it was going to be offensive. I knew people would get mad. I knew it's not woke.
No, it's not.
I knew it would make more trouble for Snowco, and I just, you know, my brain said, I don't care.
Yeah. Worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. I agree. Don't censor that podcast.
If people say that's what I got fired for, what do you get fired for? Because he said Ohio State.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll go out like that.
I don't even remember exactly what it was that you said, but I caught parts of it for sure. I don't remember the exact order. Maybe you might need to repeat it. What was it? You said Ohio State.
SD for fun.
Oh, for fun.
For fun.
That's right, for fun. I couldn't remember if it was for drugs or for money or for whatever.
Just for fun.
For wins, all those wins that they get. But yeah, I want to follow college football. So who plays this weekend?
Notre Dame.
So I could watch Notre Dame.
They're playing Navy.
Yeah.
I root for Navy, obviously.
Okay. Navy's a good one, right?
Navy they're not very good, but they're fun to watch. And who's going to get mad at you? And they do have cool like T-shirts and stuff. You know, just say Navy on them. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, but then if you wear that, it doesn't.
Yeah, but you could say no, because if people say, "Oh, you in the Navy?" No, my dad was.
He was,
and he was a huge Navy fan.
Yeah,
I just grew up watching Navy football because my dad was in the Navy.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do. And people be like, "Hey, that's awesome."
You think? You don't think they'd be like, that's a little bit of stolen valor. You're trying to look like you were in the service anymore.
No, it's your dad.
Okay. All right. Because I thought about that.
Because if I wear the Navy shirt, I was in the Navy, but those are guys that are in college.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Navy college. Right. I didn't go to wherever it is, Annapolis or wherever the hell they go.
Right. Who knows? I don't know.
I went to boot camp in Chicago. I didn't do the same thing.
Army has a school? I mean.
They do.
It makes no
officer
sense.
School.
Yeah.
West Point.
Is that what? Wait, when Army plays Navy, it's West Point?
Yeah, it's the guys in college.
I didn't realize that it was West Point.
It's not like just enlisted.
No, I've always wondered
like
about
enlisted
that.
Enlisted guys from Chicago.
No, I just wondered what the Army school was. Yeah, I didn't know which school.
No, they have a college.
Yeah, I figured they did. I just didn't know which where it was or.
No, West Point's the Army, I think.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, I get what you're saying. I could say it was my dad, but I don't know. Maybe I've already got the Arkansas stuff.
The Navy stuff's easy to get.
Yeah. What about MU?
They're
going to
get smoked tomorrow, too.
They are?
Yeah, they'll lose to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame went through a long stretch of not being any good, right?
No.
Wasn't
it
like
always, always been all right.
I thought that it was a big deal when Manti Te'o decided to go to, like, why would you go to Notre Dame?
Maybe. But I think they've always been good.
He prayed about it or whatever.
I hate him.
You don't hate Manti Te'o? Oh, you hate Notre Dame.
I hate Notre Dame.
Yeah, but you don't. That
I feel bad for Manti Te'o.
And he also
because
seems like a good guy.
No guy who goes to Notre Dame has a real girlfriend.
Okay, that's fine. The jokes are
I mean, like, oh, okay.
Fair.
Imagine that. A guy who went to Notre Dame doesn't really have a girlfriend. Imagine that.
Yeah, you grow up going to all-boys school.
Dork.
Yeah, it's hard to socialize.
Right.
I grew up with
some
Catholics.
How did he get fooled? It's like he's never seen a woman before.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he went straight to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's how he got fooled.
You joke, but it's kind of true. I don't know how many you grew up with, but I grew up with some Catholic kids that went to, you know, all boys, all girls schools, right? And the guys were really awkward. And I know, like, homeschool kids are awkward, too. The Catholic school boys were awkward in a different way. And then when you watch them, you know, after school, if you try and keep tabs on them, look them up on Facebook or whatever, their lives are just a little different. I feel like you miss out on how to socialize with the opposite sex, which is kind of an important thing. I mean, and it's an important thing, not just if
it's
you
not
want to
an
have
important
sex,
thing if you go to Ohio State, but
I guess not. Right. Okay. Gotcha. But it is. I mean, what if some private school called you up and said, hey, this is the best private school in the area. These kids all go to great colleges and we'll let your kids go for free, Lazo, because you're on the radio, but it's an all boys school. Would you let them go?
Sure.
You would?
Yeah,
you let them go to an all boys school? I'd try and talk you out of it. I would really try and talk you out of it.
I don't think they want to go. I mean, I asked my kids.
Yeah.
I said to Euro, I said, you want to go to Rockhurst? Well, we can look into it.
Yeah. And what did he say?
I want to go to Hurst.
Excellent. I didn't know that he already knew that. That's good. Yeah. I mean,
so
look,
I was like, yeah, it makes sense to me.
People hate him because
they're good. Ask.
It's easy to hate them, right? It's, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a high school that recruits players and they kick everybody's ass.
I don't even know.
I don't know if that's
true. I think
so,
yeah. But I think, you know, their kids go to major universities.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like five guys from that high school play at Michigan now. Like,
right.
I mean,
I'm not saying
it's a great high school.
I'm not saying everybody there has money, but it just seems like a higher percentage of families
it costs money
because
like,
it costs money to go.
Go to high school.
Exactly. So, you know, that's easy. It's easy to hate those
people.
They're
like the athletic version of Barstow.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
I think those kids are smart, too, but I just think, you know, if Nick Wright makes the varsity basketball team, look, I don't know Barstow.
That's
I just think
I
if Nick
say,
Wright's on your varsity
that.
Basketball team, you know, you're probably losing to Rockhurst in basketball,
For
I'm guessing.
People who don't
or
know.
Or to me and SlimFast in 2-on-5.
Right. But for people who don't
I've
know,
seen
Barstow.
Nick play basketball. I've seen him golf.
Is he, oh, yeah, you said he's bad at golf, too, right?
Horrifying.
Well,
but
he could slam dunk a basketball, though.
I will tell you,
which is
when
impressive.
You talk about Nick Wright and me and him playing golf, he's terrible. At least he was.
I mean, worse than me?
Same.
Okay.
Same.
I thought I did okay.
But it's just, this is Nick in a nutshell. We're playing, and I hit one on the green. He hits one, right?
Yeah.
Shanks it into the woods. It bounces off the tree and goes onto the green and almost goes in the hole. I'm like, that's your life.
Yeah. No, that's not his life.
That's his life.
He works hard.
Just horrible shanks and, I mean, just boom, right onto the green.
That's, you know.
Hey, he's a lucky guy. I'm not besmirching him, but, you know.
I don't think he got where he is with luck. You know, I think he got privilege and and intelligence. And he did go to Barstow, which people who don't know is a private
smart
school.
Guy.
I think it's like an expensive private
he's
school.
Really smart guy.
He's smart to the point where it makes me uncomfortable. Like, we wanted to, when he was in town, whenever that was, a few months back, we went to the casino together.
It's so
like,
funny. He's so smart about everything and then so dumb about sports, and he gets a job in sports. Like, it's like, I don't.
You still that's what think I'm talking of him about as a sports guy when he was 21, though. You're still.
I watch him on TV.
Still judging
like,
him by that. Oh, come on. You think he's good on TV?
I think he's great on TV.
Yeah.
I think he might be the best sportscaster ever because he's just dumb enough to make everybody mad.
Well, he uses your takes all the time. So
I know. That's when he sounds like a genius.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But no, he's so
smart. No, I'm just
so
kidding.
Smart.
I'm hoping he's listening to the podcast. Obviously, he's amazing.
Well, and when we first met him, there was this big deal because he did an interview with the local newspaper, and it didn't come off very well.
I mean, you know, he had to put in his time here.
It sounded like, you know, there was something.
Is it hard to throw the ball when it's wet?
Well,
that was a question he asked.
I think it was Matt Castle, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't remember. But yeah, is it hard to throw the ball when it's wet?
And he came in, and I just let him have it.
But he also
said, that's why people hate sports talk.
He also said,
like, what's he going to say? No.
That was bad.
It's a football.
He knew it was
bad. Have you ever been in the rain? Like,
he knew it was bad.
I mean,
he said, like,
have you ever,
couldn't think of a
have
question.
Have you ever held a football?
It's like he just had to ask something.
Well, the answer is no, but I know you've been in the rain, and you should just assume that it's, you know,
a little harder
to hold it. Sure.
Yeah. He knew that was a bad question. He knew, for sure.
He still brings it up every once in a while.
But in that newspaper article.
And then he told me, it wasn't even a few weeks, and we were talking about the Royals, and I said, well, you know, I used to like the Royals when I was a kid, man. I love UL Washington, and he's like, what? And I said, you know, UL Washington, a guy with a toothpick in the mouth.
He never lived this
one. And he goes, no one named UL Washington has ever played
for the Royals. Why did he say that? Why didn't you just think, like,
he was so adamant.
I know. Why didn't you just think, like, well, you know, he was young.
We just met each other.
He was young.
And we just met each other.
And I think when you're young, you're more apt to do that. As you get older, you realize, like, maybe I should just say I didn't know that and then go check it out yourself.
And I think he thought I had him confused with St. Louis or something, so I just moved here. And I'm like,
so he still hasn't lived that one down. It still gets brought up. I mean, he's getting brought up right now. But the newspaper
article.
And
Felipe Sparks. He had no idea who that was.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. The newspaper interview was what you busted his balls for the most, though. He said he crushed his SAT. Mm-hmm. He talked about beating the competition.
He was drinking a wine cooler.
Yeah, and so that was the one that he had a hard time living.
I'll tell you
down.
What, I really crushed my SAT.
Yeah.
Why say that?
Well, he was young. You know, I think he learned his lesson.
He's done much better. And now look at him. He's successful.
Exactly.
Very successful. More successful than we are.
Yep. But, yeah, we went to play craps, and he was like, he wanted me to show him. And he's like, you know how to play? I said, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, you show me. I'm like, you don't know how to play craps? He's like, no, not really. So we go over to the table. I'm showing him, and I'm trying to explain certain things. You know, like, okay, well, this is the pass line. This is the don't pass line. He goes, okay, so what does this pay? And I said, well, you know, the more likely the dice are to hit a number, the number of combinations, right, the less it pays. The fewer the combinations, the more it pays, you know, trying to explain it. So instead of just explaining it like that, Nick is immediately going, oh, so this would be 36-1, and this would be 24, you know what I mean? I'm like, yep, you got it, buddy. That's exactly what it is. But I'm thinking, like, I don't know exactly, because I can't think off the top of my head.
Right,
he's
just
so smart. It's
he
just,
is
boom,
really smart.
It's right there. He's good at math, which I think anytime someone's good at math,
I
think they're smart.
I'm so dumb.
Yeah, I can't hold numbers in my head. I just can't do it. I try to avoid talking about it publicly.
Yeah,
if I can.
I mean, we've done it before.
We've done
show.
It. 10,000 pennies, 100,000 pennies. Yeah. Nick almost stopped listening to us because of that conversation.
Well, I had back to school day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I'll tell you about it coming up. Huh? I went back to school, seventh grade.
You got to go meet the teachers?
I did last night with my seventh grader.
So you
Although he wasn't there. I went by myself.
Oh, so you meet multiple teachers?
You go to every hour.
Ooh, do you meet any ladies? Any single moms?
Well, no. I mean, I looked.
Well, you were thinking it, though, when you walked in, right? Aren't
Every
you?
Room.
Okay.
Looking
okay.
for wedding rings.
Okay,
looking
good.
For wedding rings.
All right. I want to hear about this.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
So am I going to get to hear this story?
Well, there's really no story.
Back to school. I just want to know how it went.
Well, I went to, it's weird, man. Like, you know, I'm always on my kids about how you got to go do good in school. You know what I mean? And they're always like, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah. That's why
That's
you got
to
do it.
Do
like
better.
I understand, you know.
I can tell you from experience, life
right,
is harder.
This makes it harder.
Yeah.
So, and they both do good in school. And they don't ever really complain. Like they don't love it, but they do pretty good.
Seems like they do pretty good. I mean, when you tell me what their grades are, I would have killed for those grades.
But like as soon as I walked in, man, I just got that feeling like I don't like it here. I don't like it here.
No.
You know?
It's like
and
walking
just,
into a hospital. It's that same sort of like,
I'm like,
oh,
man, this
boy.
Is just not my place,
feel
you know?
Trapped. Yep, it smells like school.
Yeah. And then when the teachers start talking, and they, you know, he seems like he has really good teachers. And, you know, I was, you know, happy for him, but I could just, I'm Well, this is where I start to fail your class because I just checked out 2 minutes ago.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, and I can't help it. I'm just like, you're like, well, let me tell you about humanities. And I'm like, let me tell you, I cannot wait for this.
Sorry.
How long is this? 5 minutes? That's 4 minutes too long.
Are
Let's
you still
go.
Talking? I totally missed it. I lost it for a second there. Also, don't you get the thing even as an adult when you walk into a school where you start thinking, oh, I need a friend to be with.
Yes.
I can't be here alone. Do I have any friends here? I don't want to be the adult alone in school.
Right, of course.
Like, I remember going to pick up
and
my
then I'm
niece.
Late to all the classes. I can't find the goddamn class.
Like,
it really was
stress.
Just like school. I'm like, oh, and then I walk in. They're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Have a seat anywhere. And I'm like, oh.
Yep, and you're all alone, and there's other parents that are friends probably sitting somewhere else. And you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting down, and my ex-wife is, you know, in the front row. I'm like, well, okay.
Oh, so you guys could have sat together.
We didn't go together.
Oh, you didn't go together.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah, she was just in front.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
Did
yeah,
you say maybe. Hi?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I assumed you said hi. I don't know. I'm,
hi.
Just said no. That's just like hi. And then you just,
yeah,
is there like
it.
An update? Like, so it seems like the boys are
hey.
Good. It's just hey.
And then she leaves and I leave.
Yeah.
And apparently she gets there on time and I get there late.
Okay.
And
so,
that's it.
There you go.
But
easy
it
enough.
Was,
no
you know,
problems.
Like as much as I. I'm like, then I'm walking down the hall, just like high school, and all of a sudden I feel comfortable because I run into the football coach and basketball coach. And they're like, yo, you know,
oh,
Josh,
you're
going to try out for basketball? I'm like, yeah. So we're talking, you know, I mean, now I'm late to class again because the only people that I feel comfortable with are the two guys I can talk sports with.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time I just get back and they're like, and we'd like to talk to you about computer.
Here's what we're going to teach about race. I mean, I'm guessing, do they have to talk about that stuff now since it's... brought
no.
up in every school board meeting. They don't have
they
to
didn't.
Say, like, we promise not to talk about this or we are going mm-hmm. to talk about this or none of that. What about sex ed? Do they talk to you about that?
No.
They don't say, like, hey, your kids are going to learn about this unless you opt out.
No, I think you get an email at some point. You can ever have them opt in or opt out.
Boy.
I think one year you had to opt in. And I don't respond to emails. So I did ask my kids one time, like, and I was like, hey, did you... There was some, I asked Giro, I think he was in the sixth grade or something, or no, maybe middle school. I was like, hey, I heard they had something about asking you whether you've had sex or, you know, smoked marijuana or something. I'm like, you know, did you do that? And he's like, no. And I go, why? He goes, because you didn't opt in, so I had to leave.
Oh, no.
I'm like, so his kids, you know, I mean, most of his friends know me, so, but for people who didn't know him, they're probably like, oh, man, I didn't realize your parents
religious.
Were so religious and
yeah,
weird,
whatever.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. I hope, well, did his friends at least give him a recap? Here's how it works.
We were all talking about it, so yeah.
Here's what we
like,
learned.
So, I was like, sorry, man.
Because you don't want to have the talk with them. You've already said that, so.
And I will say, school teachers, man, I mean, and some of them, I met this lady last night that's teaching him in an English class, and I was like, man, you are passionate about this. Like, my
awesome.
Seventh grader will be a better person because you are in his life. Now, I don't know if he's going to pass
that's
your class.
Awesome.
You seem like a real ball buster.
Yeah.
But you also, like, really care about these kids. Like, I could tell you care about these kids, you know?
Yeah. And there's
I'm
those
like,
teachers that want you to learn. Like, genuinely,
yeah,
like, hey,
yeah,
I'm
tell.
Not letting you leave this class without being prepared for next year.
Exactly.
And there's only a few of those teachers
right, and
like
she was
that.
Like that. I was like, okay.
They're strict.
Right.
So in the class,
I'm like, it's going to be hard,
but,
man.
But you
I'm
learn.
Like, yeah, I'm like, it's going to be hard, but she's going to be good. And he's like, you know, he agreed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. What are you?
Okay, am I allowed to ask? You always say that when you were going to school, there was no attractive teachers. And we read all these stories now about, you know, stuff happening at school. Were there attractive teachers now? Like, is that something you've noticed that started to change, or did it look like your school? You have Mrs. What was her name?
No, Mrs. What was, York.
What was the lady's name that put her?
Oh,
with the big
Goldschmidt.
Ass, go, with the big
Goldberg.
Ass.
Gold. Golden.
Yeah, what was her name? Oh, man, I can almost hear it. You just, if you hadn't said that
it's
first.
Gold. Doc Golding.
Doc Golding. Yes, such
go.
A
Doc
great
Golding.
Name. Yeah.
That big ass. I've drawn a picture of her before and put it on the internet.
Yeah,
so, you know.
It was a pretty good picture.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself an artist, but it is almost an exact.
Yeah, because it's printed on your brain, so you remember.
Yeah, I know what she looks like.
Yeah. So is that what the teachers look like still, or were they?
No, they're younger, for sure.
You think it's just that they seem younger because we're older?
No.
No, they're younger.
No, Doc Golding was not
That's how
fresh
I feel.
Out of college.
I feel like most of our teachers were
Miss York
old.
Was, you know... She taught Shakespeare. She was, you know, from his time.
Yeah.
Dressed like him. You know what I mean? At first, I was like, is this some sort of act?
Right.
Like, are you trying to dress like you're, you know, from whenever? I don't know when Shakespeare was around. I don't know. No idea.
I don't
medieval
think
times?
I don't think they know for sure, but I think with the
I
pyramids.
I still don't say it's impossible to know. Is that right? It's impossible to know when Shakespeare was alive.
No
There's
way
no,
to,
no,
no
one
way
has
to know.
Answer.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you dress like that? You know, are you trying to, like, you know. cosplay? Get us all the job. Right, what are we doing here? But yeah. Then, nope, I'm like, wow.
And she's like, I lived through the French Revolution, so this is still how I dress. I haven't bought any new clothes. And you're like, okay, cool.
Right.
So
at no point was like, man, that long polyester dress and pointy black shoes really give me a boner.
Going home thinking about that puffy shirt. And
if Snapchat would have been around and she would have sent me one, I'd have been like, what?
Right. Called your dad immediately. Dad! Mom! You're not keeping that one a secret.
No. Like, my God.
Get me out of this class.
As horny as I was in the ninth grade, I'd have been like, what is this is not right.
Yeah, no, no way. No way. That's how my English teacher was. Yeah. There's no way. But it seems like when we were kids, the younger teachers were like, kindergarten, first grade.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say, because, you know, without getting in trouble, like in any elementary school,
there's a lot of young teachers.
A lot of really hot teachers there that he went to elementary school with. I was like, wow.
Right.
Wow.
And I think I sort of knew that as a kid. I just wasn't a man yet. So
right.
I didn't think about it like I do now. But looking at that yearbook, I'm like, oh, yeah.
And that probably makes more sense because they're not thinking about it either.
Right. And it makes sense to have that
age
gap.
When they get older, as you get older, I think.
And then do they probably become high school teachers maybe? Or are they like, hey,
I've never met any of my high schoolers' teachers.
Your kids'
I've never met
teachers?
Any of your high school teachers. Hmm. Not one.
I don't think my parents ever
I mean, unless
either.
They coached
unless
them
they got
at something.
In trouble. Yeah, I got in trouble sometimes. My parents would talk to him, but they never had like a school
meeting. People are like, are you going to back to school night with him? And I'm like, really? Damn near a man.
Yeah. Oh, no, we did do that. We did have a back to school thing.
Yeah,
we had to make folders and put our grades in them. And yeah, I don't remember if my parents went to that night. I completely forgot. That stuff always freaked me out. Anytime my parent was about to talk to a teacher, I had diarrhea for like 3 days leading up to it. I was so nervous every single time. I thought, well, this is it. My life is over. They're going to talk to the teacher. The teacher's going to tell them who I really am, and my parents are going to stop loving me. I'm going to be in so much trouble. Yeah. That's how I felt every single time.
I mean, he does good in school. I've had to get on him before, like, hey, you got to get that grade up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to do it. But for the most part, you know, he's not like me. So, you know, he realizes that it's a bad grade and he's got to get it up.
Yep.
You know, as teachers, I'm like, I don't know, tell him.
Right.
Like, I'll tell him too. Like, I check their grades all the time. I'm like, yo. You got a D in that. Fix it. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm on it. And but every time I say it.
Did you say one C is acceptable? Is that your thing? Like if it's a subject you really struggle with?
Yeah.
Otherwise.
I want A's and B's.
A's and B's.
A's and B's. But I mean, if you get a C, I'm not. Like, you're not in trouble.
But if
he
it's
got
all,
a D last year.
Oh, I got lots of D's.
He got one D.
If it's like, all B's, though, then don't you go, you're getting all B's. I feel like you could get A's. You know, when you see all those B's, you're like, well, if you can get B's. Why are you getting? Why
well,
you
I'm like, you
A's?
Know, hey, just put one of those A's up, and now you're over a 3.0. So, you know,
yeah,
just,
I don't
you know
how any of that works.
I'm always like, I always like everything I equate it to sports. Like, yo, man, just raise that batting average a little bit. You know, you got weightlifting and something else. Bang those out for A's,
no
man.
Kidding. Those
like,
should
that'll
be A's.
Help
you.
You
shouldn't get B's.
You know, so he
those.
Got that D, but he still had like a 3.4. So I'm like, all right, yeah, you're good because.
So that's honor roll, right? Do they send you a sticker, a bumper sticker?
He got, yeah.
That says my son's an honor roll student. Do they still
no,
do that?
It was like in some paper or something.
But he is an honor roll student. Those are good enough
grades,
right?
I think he was
grades,
the first semester and not the second semester. I think you need a 3.5 or something.
Oh, really?
And then a 4.0 to be on the principal's.
That's what I was going to say. We had two things. There was honor roll and something else. All my friends got those stickers in the mail. Their parents all had the sticker. I did not. I got a sticker in the fifth grade for being a super citizen, so my mom just left that on there till I was 30.
But Chacho got that for like never getting less than an A. All through elementary school?
Wow.
Something like
that's
that? Like
good.
When he graduated, there was like 8 kids out of the whole elementary school that they called up and handed him a thing. Like, you know, I don't the President's Award for Academic Excellence or something.
Well, then you got a sticker. You just didn't open your mail. I'll bet they sent you a sticker. A bumper
I don't
sticker.
Think they do. He got like an award.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. Don't you get both? Maybe they don't do the stickers anymore.
Stickers
maybe
anymore.
It's triggering to people.
So he got it.
I don't
so
know.
I was like, man, that's impressive because... I just thought you were good at sports, man.
Right.
I didn't think you were that bright. I don't ever see you read or anything.
Right. Surprised the hell out of me.
And it didn't bother me. You know, go
he could
that
be copying
hit a
someone.
Dinger. I was like, well, congratulations. Well, however you're doing it, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's copying whatever. But
you hit home
done.
Runs and get good grades, you'd be all right.
Yep, exactly. By the way, he's been in school now for like a week in junior high. How's that going?
It's getting better.
Junior high is stressful the first couple days,
man.
First like week at least.
Seventh grade,
you
man.
Got lockers
the worst.
To deal with and all new kids and going from class to class. It's
and there's
totally
like six
different.
Schools that feed into that middle
that's how
school.
Mine
so
was,
just
yeah.
like, you know, I think he said like, you know, in three classes, I don't know anybody.
Right.
And then he didn't know anybody at his lunch table.
Yep. It's like
I'm
a,
like, man,
all new
I
kids.
Get it, man. That's stressful.
Yep.
You know,
it's tough.
And my oldest is a little bit more like his mom in the sense that. Like, I see him, like, if he goes to a new baseball team, it's almost uncomfortable for me how good he is at it. So I remember him going to his new baseball team and people walking into the dugout for practice. Even the coaches hasn't met him before.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stops every one of them. He goes, "Hi, my name is," and he shakes their hand, introduces them, looks himself in the eye. You know what I mean? Like, I would have never done that.
Yeah, he does.
I would have
that
just, you know,
mom.
He's got that. Like, just, you know.
Yeah.
And the younger one's more like me, like, only one here. I want
that
go.
Was me.
I want to go home.
Yeah,
you know, it's like me going to a Christmas party where I don't know anybody.
Right?
Like, no.
But then you make friends and you end up having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
no, but you always
fine,
think
but
you're
it's
not
take
going
a while,
to.
You yes. know what I mean? Where my other one could just kind of jump in it.
Yep.
You know,
junior high, he'll make a new friend. He probably
yeah.
hasn't met him yet, and that will become one of his best friends. Start a whole new group of friends.
Of course, and it's all going to happen. I just think you got to get
just
through
takes
it. You know,
a while.
But everybody else is. Everybody who has the personality style that me and you have, I told them they're going through the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just not showing it. But I guarantee you they're going home like, I don't know. This
yep.
sucks, you know?
Yep.
Especially when you come from elementary school and you know everyone.
Yeah. You've been with them
you
for
know,
six
right.
years or whatever, 7 years.
Right.
But your oldest son.
My oldest son, I'm like, who'd you eat lunch with? He's like, I don't know. I'm
so
like, what do you mean you don't know? He's like, well, I just, you know. I'm like, don't you sit with the same people every day? He's like, no, I walk
around,
in and see,
mingle,
and, you know, what, what table I want to sit at that day.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah, that wasn't
I was
me.
Like fighting for a spot to be like, this is a table I can be accepted in.
Right, or in the bathroom. Like, no one will see me. I'll just do this. But that's exactly what it's going to take, Lazo. Someone like your older son, there's a kid out there like your older son who will approach your younger son and they will become friends. I wouldn't have had any friends in junior high if it wasn't for this Blake fella coming up to me out of nowhere. He was like a popular guy. I didn't know
right.
him in elementary school. And all of a sudden he says, hey, Reed, you want to hang
right.
out? And I was like, yes, please. And that was it. And he was really good at meeting people,
right.
knowing
He'll
people.
Meet your friends, for
and
sure.
once you're in that group.
I think he has friends. They just don't happen to be in his classes.
Right. It's tough.
Know?
Yes, I had friends too. I had friends
right.
in elementary school. And I had a
right.
few friends
that
I played
yeah.
sports with.
That, his friends are mostly people who play sports.
Yeah.
With, you know?
But they're like, they're few and far between.
Yeah.
And we had two junior highs. So some right. like friends went to the other junior high. So I feel like junior high in some ways is harder to get adjusted to than high school. Because high school is just a new, bigger junior high. You already kind of know the locker thing,
yeah.
you know, getting to class. And you've
yeah,
got
you've got it
down.
Figured out.
Yeah.
You know?
What year did Euro miss? What year was he?
Seventh grade. So he missed seventh
the
grade.
The first year of junior high is when he
right.
was.
Right. So
that's
in some ways.
Crazy.
So his, that was traumatic.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, it's so much harder. And you're just, you're like in the living room with me.
Right.
Like, I don't know what we're doing. I don't want to do it. You
so
know?
He started junior high as an eighth
in the
grader.
Eighth grade. So, you know, he went through that in the eighth
in
grade.
He's in 10th grade now?
Yeah.
Is that not crazy that he had to do remote learning for COVID in seventh grade?
That
and
doesn't seem right.
He's now in 10th grade?
Yeah, how's that work out?
Because it's the end of 2023,
yeah,
I guess. That
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
That I can't believe that.
But
seventh
they ripped
grade
him out
grade.
Of school in the sixth grade.
He was still in the sixth grade when they...
Well, at the end of it, when it was like, hey,
was
we're going to stop this.
That was the winter of February
yeah.
or whatever
like
that was, March.
And April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
and
we're going to stop this.
Going into his junior high was that fall,
yeah.
2020. That
so then he had to do
crazy.
Seventh grade staring at a computer with me and his brother in the same room. Like, I can't.
But
wasn't
didn't,
good.
Didn't he do good at it, though? Or which
he,
way?
He horrible.
So he was going to do bad,
horrible.
But your younger
Euro
son did
has
good,
never
right?
had bad grades, always able to figure it out. I thought he was going to have to do the seventh grade again.
Because of the remote learning.
Because of how bad he did. I'm
yeah.
like, you got to, I think you have to do it again.
Right.
And he's like, what?
I'd probably
and I'm like,
out.
No, I think, like, you know, we would get late night fights. Like, I'm like, dude, you have to do this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the work for him. I don't understand it, but I'm like, we have to get
right.
this done.
We don't have
like,
Nick right here.
What
right?
are we doing? If you know me and him, we never argue.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, we got it. Like,
you can't
we can't
get back.
Like, and we don't, we're out of options.
Yeah.
Like, I know this
running
sucks, but I don't know, but we're out of options. Like, this is due. And if we don't do it, you're going to fail. Like, there's no more, like, let's just blow it off. We're done. Like, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking online. Like, let's find a cheat sheet.
Right, exactly.
Like,
figure
what are we
something
doing?
Out.
Figure right?
Something. Like, we're at home. It should be easy to cheat. They
right.
haven't figured
and
this out yet.
And we did it. Like,
yeah.
let's cheat.
Good.
Let's
get
do
it.
Done. But, and then, you know, he failed, like, a few classes at least.
Ah.
And then, you know, I think.
He could have done summer school, I guess.
Well, then the next year, I don't want to say this, but I was talking to the principal. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, he's like, oh. Because I just think they're like, everybody failed,
everybody
man. And then I was like, well, why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah,
because
I was losing
because
sleep
I was
for months.
Up at 3 o'clock in the morning yelling at my 7th grader in the most traumatic time of both of our lives.
Yeah.
You could have just said, roll with it, boys. You'd
right.
be fine. Would have helped us, but, they probably didn't know either.
But didn't you say, meanwhile, Chacho was doing great?
Nailed it.
Loved it. Like,
nailed
this is
it.
Great. Let's do this from home
I look
all
over
the time.
There, he's at his desk, gym class. He's doing jumping jacks and stuff. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
So weird.
And he's like, you know what I need? I'm like, well, he's like, I need a whiteboard just to kind of write down. I'm like,
He's good at this.
Yeah.
He's going to be a work-from-home
guy. The structure was fine for him.
Yeah.
Where I went to, I think we were playing baseball that summer, and one of the parents said to me, she goes, oh, I see. You know, I was home, and, Yiro is in, this kid got moved into this kid's social studies class. I'm like, no. So I go and look, and I talk to him. He had social studies first hour, just never switched on the iPad.
Oh.
Just was in social studies for seven hours.
7 hours. I just been taking this all day, and I'm still failing it.
Right. I'm like, okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo.
What's going on?
So it's a big day. All these mugshots of Trump people.
I like Trump meme mugging it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, I wondered, like, sometimes these celebrities, you know, because he is a celebrity, obviously, and a politician, but sometimes these notable people, when they get that mugshot, they try and smile, they try and do something to... He did not.
Yeah,
he did not. He did the face that I make for my driver's license photo.
Oh, yeah. Tried to have some fun with it.
The rest of them just looked, you know, some of them looked almost sad and scared. Giuliani looked tired, I feel like. A lot of these people, I don't know their names. Right. There's a couple that looked angry. I did see one woman smiling, and I saw a couple guys that just looked like, please get me out of here. You know, that look. Right. So I don't know if you've heard this, but this is from just a couple hours ago from Newsweek. This is what the headline says. Donald Trump co-conspirators looking to cut a deal with Fannie Willis.
They always
Fannie
do.
Willis says, some of the defendants in the expansive Georgia election interference case may be desperate to cut a deal if others charged alongside Donald Trump start getting convicted, according to a legal expert. The former president...
Well, that's how it works.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And we, this is what we're
but
waiting for,
are they ready
for,
to cut a deal now, or is that what they're saying, or they're just saying they might, or so, you should look forward to this?
The former president, 18 other people, including former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Trump's ex-chief of staff, Mark Meadows, have been arrested as part of the Fulton County DA Fannie Willis's investigation into alleged criminal attempts to overturn the 2020 election, with each defendant charged with violating Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Willis previously indicated that she intends to bring all 19 defendants to trial at the same time, potentially resulting in a mammoth proceedings lasting several months.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. I guess I hadn't heard this. Didn't think about how.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That's how they do it in order to get people to turn.
To talk, right? Because it's all going to be.
Who's going to turn first?
Just like they all sit in the courtroom at the same time. They get everybody
who's
in there.
Who's going to turn?
Yeah. It says, however, Georgia Judge Scott McAfee, which this is the person who said that there could be cameras, has accepted a request from Trump lawyer Kenneth Chesbro, who's accused of 7 felony counts in Willis's investigation, for a, quote, speedy trial. He set an October 23rd date for Chesbro's case to begin. So does that mean that he's already, if he's saying, I want a speedy trial, is that implying that he's ready to cut some sort of a deal?
No.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, I don't think so.
There's a quote here. It says, it scares them to their soul, end quote. That's Littman replied when asked about whether the other defendants in Trump's case are thinking about cooperating. Quote, remember, all 19 here are charged with the vast RICO enterprise. So that might be one thing in, Cheese Bros' head? You can't isolate it to just me. You're going to have to put on much of your case. So, I mean, you're still saying, though, that doesn't sound like they're thinking that he's trying to cut some sort of deal. It just wants a speedy trial. Just the way that they said that made me think that they're saying, hey, this guy already asked for the speedy trial. They set a date. Willis's office essentially agreed to Chesbro's trial to begin in 2 months' time. Judge McAfee has not named any other trial date for the other 18 defendants in the case, including Trump. So if you're going to do this all at once, but you've said, we've got this one person's date because they requested a speedy trial date.
You'd think that he's saying something,
right?
Or there's something different, but I don't know what it is. But it could be that, I mean, are they all on the same charges? Does she think she has less against him? Is his charge is less? I have no idea.
Yeah, the way that read made it sound like, I mean, they're all charged with whatever it said.
Right, the RICO Act.
Yeah, violating it. So I don't know if that means that they're each equally charged with the same one
either.
Felony or
right.
two felonies, whatever it is.
The levels of RICO.
Exactly.
Your involvement.
Right, but you could also.
Is he turning on someone? But if he's turning on someone, he wouldn't have to have a speedy trial.
Or you could take a plea and just say.
Take a plea and turn on someone so you wouldn't have to.
You could make an Alford plea. You could even say, I'll just plead guilty.
Well, you could just say, I'm going to turn.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
I'm saying these are the other options. I would assume that it means someone's ready to turn.
It could also just mean
I'm ready to plead.
Right. Well, right. Exactly. I would think if he was just going to cut a deal and say, don't prosecute me and I'll tell on these guys, they wouldn't be talking about a speedy trial.
No, but if he said, if his lawyer's like, look, just agree to take the charge or do the Alford plea or whatever, you're going to accept guilt,
right.
and then you'll see how much time you get. Maybe the judge will go easy because you admitted your guilt early on.
Yeah, I mean, there's something
possible,
to that.
Right?
Right, but it doesn't sound to me like he's turning yet.
Okay.
Maybe the other guys would be like, don't admit guilt. What are you doing?
Right.
But it doesn't sound, it feels like if he was cutting a deal, I feel we just hear like a deal's been cut.
I just wonder why, if he's like, I'd like a speedy trial, and they grant it to him, then if you're going to do this all at the same time, why aren't you granting it for everybody, right? That's the thing that I don't get. If he's like, yeah, okay, well, this is the trial date, then I
maybe other people didn't ask for it.
Maybe.
They waived the right.
Yeah. But Melissa Redmond, a law professor at the University of Georgia School of Law, told Reuters that prosecutors will want to try as many of the 19 defendants in the election interference case together as possible, since the point of RICO is to be able to tell the full story of what everyone did and how their actions were interrelated, end quote. To talk about the defendants in the election interference case comes after Georgia GOP finance chairman Sean Still, who was charged in connection with being part of the so-called fake elector plot in the state, said that the scheme to falsely declare Trump had beaten President Joe Biden was organized at the behest of the former president. Quote, Mr. Still, as a presidential elector, was also acting at the director of the incumbent president of the United States. So, if you're admitting that and saying, I did this because the president asked me to do it, quote, the president's attorneys instructed Mr. Still and the other contingent electors that they had to meet and cast their ballots on December 14th, 2020. Now, following Chesbro's speedy trial request, Willis suggested all 19 defendants in her RICO case could be put on trial quickly, like in that around that October time, a motion which was then rejected by Trump's legal team. There you go.
Yeah.
So they must have said, hey, we're willing to do this quickly. But then Trump's legal team said,
no, we need time.
End of the article here just says, President Trump also alerts the court that he will be filing a timely motion to sever his case from that of co-defendant Chesbro, who has filed a demand for speedy trial, or any other co-defendant who files such a demand. So if anyone else wants to go before me, fine, but I'm not going to be, I don't want to be a part of their trial anymore. Okay. You got to think that this guy is ready to.
He's at least.
The whole reason they put the thing together this way is because they assume that someone is going to say, I don't want to go to prison.
Right, that's how it works.
I don't want a felony on my record, whatever. And they say, hey, all right, who's willing to talk? Right now, somewhere in a room, someone could
be
talking.
Although they could, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm sure Trump's lawyers are smart. You know, maybe they're saying, hey, they've got the least on you. Why don't you make a, all these lawyers are talking together.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, why don't you say you want a speedy trial? We'll say we don't. And then when you go to court, we can hear what they have on you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll know beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, let's get a little bit of out of it because we don't know exactly what how they're going to take this case.
So why would the judge accept that? If they're wanting to try everyone together, why would he accept
the speedy maybe
trial?
The,
maybe it's the Constitution. Yeah,
right.
They say, if he requests a speedy trial, you have a right to a speedy trial. But it's been my understanding growing up in this country that your right to a speedy trial is... Very open to interpretation. I mean, how long did O.J. sit in jail before his trial started?
Yeah, I just wonder if his lawyers didn't ask for it.
Right. So if you don't ask for it, then...
You don't get it? I don't know.
You can take your time. I know you can delay a case, right? You can ask for another continuance.
A long time.
When I did it, I think I did the max that they allowed for mine, which was like three of them. So it was over a year, I think, before I finally went to court, which I'm sure for something like this, maybe it could take even longer. But I also think they want this to
I'm sure
to
the judge
the
wants
election.
It done.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't they want it to happen before the election?
I'm sure the judge does.
Well, that lawyer from Georgia, whoever that was,
it's almost not. I mean, if Trump wins,
yeah, what do you do then?
Then, and if it's before the election and it's after the election, then he just pardons himself,
right?
Like there's nothing there.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
it's a weird thing. I don't know.
Can you pardon your... I'm not a lawyer, so I'm speculating. Can you pardon yourself? Because Georgia, that's a state offense, right? Not a federal offense, because it's interference with a state election.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Can you pardon somebody who has been convicted of a state crime and not a federal crime?
That's a good question. I feel like I've heard somewhere that
there's no consensus right now is if you can pardon yourself. Like, people argue back and forth if you can or you can't.
Okay, but can you pardon just someone who was convicted of a state crime and not a federal crime? And as the president doesn't have power of... So if this was a state crime, you see what I'm saying? Then it wouldn't matter. He wouldn't be able to pardon any of these people. But I'm not positive on that.
Yeah.
I literally have
federal.
A GED.
Yeah, well, that's good. That helps, right?
Well, I mean, I've been to court a lot, but...
That helps you.
Not
experience.
On this level, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I just assume that he could pardon himself. He certainly would try. I mean, are you telling me he
would
try?
Right. I mean, I would think... I've never heard of a president calling a state and pardoning a prisoner on death row.
The governor does.
So I can't imagine that apart.
Wikipedia says pardons issued by the president apply only to federal offenses.
Well, there you go. So if this isn't a federal offense.
Could this be a federal offense since it's a federal election? And it wasn't just. I know Georgia's saying you meddled, but you tried to mess with a federal election. You tried to overturn a federal election.
The state election. I mean,
right.
Because it's for the state.
Right.
It's a state.
Yeah. Right. But the consequence would have been your goal was. Mm.
I think it's still state.
Okay. Yeah,
because it goes state by state with the Electoral College. I would imagine it's a state crime.
The charges against them are for state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there is strong legal consensus among legal experts that a president cannot pardon someone for a state offense. As the Constitution notes, offenses against the United States. That's what it says in the Constitution. In other words, state law enforcement authorities could review any criminal allegations without presidential intervention to determine if they rise to the level of state offense. I never thought about that. The governor does pardon people on death row. But then you have like Kardashian going to Trump. Weren't they asking him to pardon someone on death row?
Oh, here you go. This is P. Green Pilgrim on Twitch said it, and I looked it up.
It could have been a federal crime.
Maybe.
The state's governor cannot even pardon anyone in Georgia because, unlike many other states, the governor cannot issue pardons.
Oh, interesting. Wow, that's weird.
So I guess if they can get convicted of murder, then there are no pardons.
Yeah. All right, so predictions?
I don't think of
this trial? We got the mugshots now. They've been booked.
I think some people go down. It's probably not him.
So
I think he gets convicted of something, but it's nothing that stops him from running in an election. How about that?
Agreed.
I think he gets convicted of something. I think other people go to prison.
So, but you do think he'll avoid prison because he was president?
How would they do that?
I don't know. I hear them talking about it on TV. They say, look, but of course they're talking about it on TV. Right. You know, it's entertainment. I understand that.
I agree. I think he's convicted, but how could he go to jail?
He could face this many years
or
whatever. Yeah.
But, you know.
The Secret Service has to, take... Shifts
that's a good question. The Secret Service have to go to jail?
Yeah, do they have to take shifts going in and out?
I'm sure he goes somewhere probably.
Can you lose the right to Secret Service if you're convicted of some sort of a felony? Maybe that could happen. I don't know. Well, I'm going to look this stuff up, but now I just want to
have
him.
He would run the Aryan Nation in the joint I was at.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They love him.
Instead of taking off your shirt and having a Nazi flag, You just take off your shirt and it's got a picture of Trump.
Yeah,
that's how they let you in.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk into jail, you just take off that shirt and you got Trump on there like, you're with us, man. You're with us.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Just reading all this stuff about Trump. I'm done. Rest my eyes and take a break. Yeah. The craziest part of the whole thing I just read, though, he's facing like a maximum of 700 and some years, right, in prison. Obviously, no one thinks he's going to get that. But they were saying that it is technically possible that he could get sentenced for one of these things by a judge to jail time, and that would not prevent him from running for president or being president, and they would probably tell him that he would have to start his prison term once he's out of the White House.
Which he would obviously go out.
Exactly. Right. Now you got a guy who tried not to leave the first time he
lost.
Now
you're telling him as soon as you leave, you go to prison.
I think he's going to stick around in the White House as long as possible. Yeah. I mean,
that's a bad idea.
Like a bad scenario.
Also, when you read it, you're like, so... And I know that that's the case, but I'd never really thought about it before until, obviously, we're going through this. But so you can be a convicted felon and not be able to vote, but if you're a convicted felon, you can be president.
Correct. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which states don't let convicted felons vote?
A lot of them.
Yeah. I thought that a lot of states were doing it. That's always bothered me.
Yeah.
It's always bothered me. I mean, the right to vote should be our right, you know?
And it's different per state. Some states let people in jail vote.
Right.
Which I'm like, why shouldn't they?
Exactly. To me, it's such an obvious issue when you tell someone you're allowed to vote unless
I know people say, you committed a crime. Like, it's like so backward thinking. But I get it. You know, you committed a crime, so you lost your rights and you don't get to vote.
Right.
Okay, but what if that crime was... marijuana, or even if it was a political crime.
Exactly.
And they just started putting people in jail for political crimes and then stripped them of the rights to vote, nothing would change. Like,
that's the issue.
We got to see that this is a problem, right? If you just put everybody who you didn't want to vote
in jail
and convicted them of a felony, even if you didn't put them in jail,
just convicted them of a felony,
now said you can't vote,
yep.
Which, by the way, I think happened.
Where?
As we just incarcerate more and more black people.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right?
Right. Uh-huh. It's always bothered me. You're saying you can vote unless you're convicted of a felony. Well, that seems like an issue.
Then we'll just convict a whole group of people for felonies.
According to uscourts.gov, every state except Vermont and Maine bars felons from voting.
Hold on. Every state except Vermont and Maine bars felons?
That's what it says.
I thought so, too. I thought that... Florida or Michigan or something.
Are you sure? Just convicted felons or people on probation?
I'm going to keep looking because that doesn't seem right.
Which website are you on?
USCourts.gov.
Now, this says states with no ban, Maine and Vermont. Okay, states while you're incarcerated.
Yeah.
Colorado, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah. Okay, so once you get out of jail, then you can vote again. Rights restored after you've completed your sentence. Alaska, Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Yeah, but that's after you serve your sentence, right? So if you're still being punched. And then states requiring further action or a waiting period, Alabama, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, shocking, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nebraska, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming. I thought that we were starting to do away with this.
I really thought we were, too.
It's so weird.
Most of them are after you're off probation.
Exactly. Once you finish your sentence. And my thing is, let them vote in jail.
Yeah,
of course.
Give them a ballot.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I feel like they need to update the Constitution there and make sure that that's clear, that every adult
What's
has
the reasoning?
Right to vote.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Well, it used to be, they would always say when I was a kid, like, well, when you commit crimes, you lose some of your rights. And it's like, okay, so I can't have a gun or, you know, I can't even be out in society with people right now because I beat someone up or whatever. But why can't I help vote? Why can't I? Maybe part of why I think my life is so bad is because I think the political system is broken.
Well, I mean, even more of that, like we said, the problem is now you're giving the government
an ability to silence people.
Well, not only the ability, but the want to.
Right.
Like, if I could say, hey, we're going to lose this election unless I put this group of people in jail.
Right.
Well, then, okay. Are you telling me that beyond the government scope to start putting people in jail?
Or just...
That you know that wouldn't vote for you?
Put them on probation.
I don't have an interest in that.
It doesn't even look like you have to go to jail. You just put them on probation.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, you're in trouble. Too many parking tickets. Yep. We're going to give you 2 years probation.
Sure.
And you just start weeding people out.
Right.
I don't see how people don't see that that's a... bad conflict of interest. Yeah, just let people vote. I understand that you lose some rights when you do some things. And if you beat someone up or you got a history of violence and you get, you know, a felony for that, you can't have a gun. That makes sense to me. I get
it. Voting shouldn't be one of them.
But voting should not be one of them. And not only should it not be one of them, they should be allowed to vote in jail.
Of course.
Someone should be giving them ballots in jail. I'm sure there's some group that's probably working to do this. And
I'm looking at right now the voting rights of,
Okay, so what are we doing? Today's Friday?
Yeah.
So I found some older stuff.
Okay.
From the archives. A couple of funny things. Let me see. Which, you know what? One I was listening to earlier that I thought was always good was we were talking about friends with exes, being friends with your ex.
Okay.
And I was asking you if you had any exes that you were friends with, and we were talking about. I think, you know, if you listen long enough, you probably know our take on the friends with exes, but it's still a fun conversation. So, Snow Cone, load her up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you doing?
I'm excited because.
Good. Hey, D from
big
the Shores.
Stuff.
Shores Kim checking in from the D, she says. It's cold and miserable in Detroit.
Yeah.
It always is.
It's kind of cold. Well, it's kind of
cold
right now.
Supposed to get warmer, though.
Yeah, it is.
Kitchen Billy checking in. He says he's training a new hire. Let's give him a good show, boys.
Don't you hate training new hires?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Love it.
You love training a new hire?
Love it.
It's the worst.
It's my favorite thing.
God.
Especially when I was like a waiter, I loved it. You're like, hey, this is Steve. He'll be with me tonight. And then you just let Steve wait the table and then take his tips.
Sure.
Like, sorry, Steve. Doesn't work like that.
Don't they give the new hire, as I recall, you get some tips, don't you? Just not the full share.
Not mine.
Oh, I thought you got like 10%.
Steve, these days are going to suck.
he's in training. I feel bad for people that are trying to train them.
Like, hi, my name's Steve. I'll be your waiter. I just stand behind him, and then I like to walk up to him and be like, Steve, not like that.
Right. You were supposed
Steve,
to memorize the specials.
As we're walking away, I'm like, Steve, that's horrible, Steve. Steve, you're going to have to be a little bit more personable. Jesus Christ. It's not that hard. You walk up to him and say, hi, and what can I get you? You look like a nervous wreck out here, Steve.
You're
like you've never been to a restaurant before. It's like, I don't know why I have to train you, Steve. You've done this a million times. You've been on the other side. What did you want the guy to say when he walked up to you, Steve?
Did you want him to shake
hi, can I help you?
Like
what do you want? What can I get you? You thirsty, champ? Whatever.
Thirsty, champ.
I just like to say that.
You know it's going
to
be a good
Yo,
server when they say that.
You kids thirsty? You kids thirsty? What are you looking for, huh? Margarita? Pepsi product? Don't matter to me. And they'd be like, yeah, I'll have a Diet Pepsi. I'm like, there you go. Good choice, Ace. How about the little ones over here, huh? You kids want some margaritas? Double down on that? I'm like, no, I'll have lemonade. We don't have lemonade, idiot.
I don't get tips for lemonade.
Steakhouse for sake.
All right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa. All right.
gets so sad. He's laughing, 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 and he's like, okay.
Because he's still in training, and he doesn't know how to beep stuff. Bad news, Laszlo.
What's wrong now?
Over half of us are still friends.
That's one half of me and you. That means one of us, so it's one of us is.
Well, out of the three of us, it would mean at least one of us, right?
At least,
possibly
that's what
two.
I'm saying.
Yeah. So over half
are
still friends with an ex.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
This is a survey, too. This isn't like they went and spied on people.
I'm friends with your ex, so does that count?
She's not your ex, right? I mean, no. It's weird, and it's a different survey, but she's not your ex, as far as I know. So do you have a
maybe
Facebook friends, although I think Facebook friends is questionable. It's weird enough. But do you have any relationship at all with anyone you've ever dated other than the mother of your kids who you have to split custody
with? I do, yeah.
Do you have like an ex that you are, you know, that you
I'm Facebook
chat
friends
with?
But not that I chat with.
You don't comment on anything or have you talked to them
I
at
think
all?
Maybe like 5 years ago she might have, you know, put on my Facebook page, you know, when Facebook was still working, like happy birthday or something, you know, like everybody does. But nothing more than that.
And that was it.
Yeah, that I can think of.
Was this Florida girl or Michigan girl?
Michigan. I think when I got a divorce, I flew back to Michigan to hang out with my buddies. And they were like, hey, man, we got a surprise for you. And she was there.
Which one? The same girl?
Yeah. So we like made out.
What, you come out of a cake or something?
No, she just
like
showed up
at
the bar. I was this is great. Because they still know. And they're still friends. They're friends since high school.
I thought they like got a hold of her. Like, let's get a hold of her.
They've been friends since high school. So they were like, hey, come on.
54% of us are still friends with at least one of our exes, according to this survey. That includes 17% who are still friends with all of their exes, which is snow cone. Not all of them.
No. Not the one who cheated on with the iPad.
Nope.
I don't know.
She still contacts them somehow.
You've tried, but it's not for lack of trying. Like, you wish that you were friendly.
No.
It just didn't end well.
No.
No? You just don't talk to them? You cut them off? Are you social media friends with them? Facebook friends with any of them?
I think there's one person on Instagram that I think we follow each other.
Look at him now.
Years and years ago.
You can tell when he's doing this, when he's looking up to the sky like, let me think. Are there any, is anyone friends, I've slept with on there?
But we're not friends or friendly.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, 17% are friends with all their exes. 41% of us claim that we wouldn't care if our current partner was still friends with an ex. 23% say they wouldn't even mind if they were best friends with their ex. That's almost a quarter of people said, yeah, if my partner were best friends with their ex, I'd be fine with that. And you know what? I'm not even as worried about the what your significant other is doing with their ex thing as I am yourself, for your own health.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre to me that so many people... Not only are they friends, but they worked at trying to be friends.
Yeah,
you know,
don't do
I really
that.
Wanna you know, I don't wanna do that.
Unless you got kids together, don't do that.
Right. What is the reasoning? Why are you working hard?
Or unless
hard
you
at
really
this?
Think you could, you know, make out with them again.
If that's what you're going for.
Right, if that's the plan.
Let's be open
like
and
I like to keep that person there just in case tough times ahead.
But I believe that's what you're doing. I believe that's why people
of
do
course.
It. And if you're saying, well, it's not me, well, then the other person is.
Yes.
It's just every
and so
time.
If you're never going to do that, you should at least give them some grace and don't talk to them.
Right. Do you delete your ex's phone numbers? 23% say they do it immediately.
Yeah.
25% also scrub them completely from social media, which they've made that easier because at least Facebook and Instagram, because you showed me I just pushed a button or something. It was like... This person's no longer in your family.
Yeah,
whatever
it was
it just goes away.
I think it was. It was like my Facebook or something. When I got a divorce, it was like, I was like, I don't want to see this person. It was like, ooh, you were in a relationship with them. Is this over? Like, it asks you some questions. You're like, yeah. And it's like, well, we can show you less of them or none of them. And I'm like, go ahead and go with that none of them.
And I think it also will use facial recognition, or at least if someone's tagged, but I think it uses facial recognition to go, hey, we'll go ahead and take these pictures down that they're in if you want. And you can say yes.
Yeah, please.
So 23% get rid of the phone number immediately. 25% get rid of them social media. 45% change passwords that they think their exes might know.
Oh, I forget to do that
know.
All the time.
I never think about my significant others trying to use my passwords to get into stuff. I don't know my passwords, so if but something
they're
I
probably
can get
like
into,
four or five they could guess, and then if you don't change them,
I did that once. I guessed an X's once.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when it worked. I was like, this must be broken. I mean, I just took a shot in the dark, but it was you know the dog's name 123.
Yeah,
and
right.
Boom,
there you go.
It worked. 21% of us would expect our friends and family to never talk to them again. Only 21%. I guess that's why Lazo feels comfortable with his current status, relationship status, with my former relationships. Assuming things ended on good terms, would you rather stay friends? You just said you're friends with my ex.
But I don't talk to her. I just comes up on my Instagram.
You're friends. You said friends. Before we even started talking about social
friends
media.
Friends on Facebook.
Assuming things ended on
friends
good terms.
Friends on
you
Instagram.
You talked about talking to her. Assuming things ended on good terms, would you rather stay friends or have a clean break? Assuming they ended on good terms.
Well, how does it end on good terms? It's
that
only
you're not
good terms
fighting
for one
or
person.
Whatever. You're just like, you know what? Well, we're bored.
It's like my attorney told me, you know, when a prosecutor says, well, we think this is fair. It's only fair for one person. It's not. Nothing can be fair for both.
Well, I think that's
this
basically
is
what this poll says.
It can't be fair for both. So I think you're saying, oh, it ended on good terms. It only ended on one person wanted out of the relationship. So it was fair for them. The other person is like, this is not fair.
Right.
Why is this fair? I still like you, and you took my stuff. Like, that's completely unfair. And they're like, no, this ended on fair terms, and I only took half your stuff. You're like, what? That's not fair, right? It's only fair for one person.
Well,
nobody ever walks out being like, nah, you know what? Good deal.
And the person who's most likely to want to stay friends with an ex, obviously, I would think this is obvious, is the person who didn't want to break up.
Of course.
They want to stay friends. They want to, you know, hey, don't forget about me. Maybe you'll, you know, go out there, spread your wings, and then realize there's nothing better than me. Right. Maybe you'll come back to me. Yeah, the poll found that it depends on who initiates the breakup, surprise, surprise, on whether or not you'd rather have a clean break or stay friends. Why do you need to stay friends? Why does anyone need to stay friends with someone that they dated? Other than if you have kids. Why?
Well, you don't have to stay friends then.
Is it your only friend? Right. I mean, you can be friendly,
and
you have to talk
public,
to one another. Sure.
Right.
And you have to talk to one another, I guess.
But, right.
Yeah,
but
you
don't
know
have
what
to
I mean.
Be friends.
You don't have to be friends. You're right. Why do you need to be friends with an ex? What's the
motivation? Friends would be like, you know, if you called me, take the kids out of it real quick. Like, the kids aren't with the other person. But a friend would be like, oh, we're getting divorced. We've gone through all this. And then, hey, look at that. You know, on a Thursday night, you got a flat tire, and you called me to come. No.
Right.
Not a chance. Now, if you called me and said, my kids are in the car riding and we're stranded somewhere, then I'll come get the kids. You can figure it out yourself.
Right.
Like, we ain't friends. Like, I got the kids. They can get in. I don't know what you're doing.
The Church of Les.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
I've been meaning to ask you this. I don't know if you saw this email because I do think it was sent to you. I didn't see it till the next day. I'm bad about keeping up with my emails. But our old friend and our old financial advisor, not our current financial advisor, but our our former cryptocurrency financial advisor, he listens. I don't even know where he lives now. He's lived all over. In my mind, he's like
Seattle.
Yeah, I thought he was in Seattle last time I talked to him, but I'm not sure where he is. But anyway, he sent us an email. Did you guys see this?
No.
He said, "Hey, fellas, I just became a dad for the first time.
Yeah, good for him.
So congratulations." He said, "I really would love to hear some tips for care and maintenance because they don't tell you anything at the hospital," which I know Lazlo talks about, you know, when your oldest was born, they just hand you the baby and like, see you later. They check to make your car seats in.
Right. It's
that's
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, oh, and don't shake the baby, right?
Yeah, they do tell you, like, no matter how mad you get, just walk outside.
Don't punch it or
you're
shake it.
You're going to get frustrated, so don't shake a baby.
Just walk away. So that's it, though. Like, so I feed it. Like, you'll figure that stuff out. There's formula and breast milk and all that. Right. Like, you'll figure that out. There's no, like, instruction manual. Right. I know you can buy those books.
Yeah.
But who has time for that? You and Snowcone have experience.
Yeah.
Of being dads. So he's got this infant. I have a little picture here of Henry. Looks like a cute baby. And he says, "I would really appreciate just any of the basic tips for being a new dad and having a baby." What do you got for him?
Oh, man. That's, I mean, there's way too much.
Well, I'm sure
there's things that stand out. The easiest thing is that it's not as hard as you think it is.
I've heard
you can
that.
Do this. Like, you can literally do it. All the stuff that people have been telling you can't do, you can do.
Yeah.
And all the stuff, you know, don't listen to people say, you know, you can't do it, or moms are better at this. You can do it. You can swaddle a baby. You can learn how to do it. You can take care of a baby. You can change a diaper. You can do all that stuff. Don't let people tell you you can't. You got it.
You got that. The diaper changing is not a big deal.
You can figure
it
all out. You got it.
I've heard you say things, too, about because people freak out about the cost of babies, and you always say it's not as expensive as you think it's going to be.
No, because everybody tells you. So I'm not saying that it's not expensive, because
it does cost money.
It's pricey. But what people talk, like, it's like, you know, how good is this movie? Like, well, then you go see it, you're like, well, it's not that. I mean, it's good, but it's not that.
Right.
Same with diapers. Like, you can go to Costco and buy an enormous amount of diapers for not as much as you think.
Yeah.
But when I was, you know, when my ex was having a baby, I was like, well, what are diapers? Like, $5 a diaper? How many do they go through? 20 a day? $100 a day? How can I afford this, right?
Yeah.
But they're not really that much. Like, if I just go diapers, Costco.
Well, and I remember you saying buying them in bulk. Like, yeah. You're going to need them anyway.
Yeah, you're going to use
them. And you save so much money buying them in bulk. I know Dollar General sells them because every time I go into Dollar General, there are people buying diapers. And I've actually looked at the prices just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is, I don't know how many diapers you go through. How many diapers does a baby wear a day?
6 to 8, probably.
6 to 8 a day? Yeah. Whoa.
Every couple hours, you probably got to do it.
That sounds right.
Oh, my God. I thought you changed it, like, once a day, maybe twice.
No.
Oh, my God. What good is the diaper for it? Even if you have good diapers, you have to change them 6 to 8 times a day.
Well, you don't want them sitting in their own urine.
Yeah,
I thought that's why there's a diaper. I don't know. Now, what about cloth diapers? My mom used those.
Anyone with experience? Yeah, I didn't do that, no.
We tried them once, and I hated them.
And it's to save money, right? My mom said she didn't have money for regular diapers, so you just put, like, a safety pin. I don't know if you buy actual cloth diapers.
Buttons. They have little buttons.
Okay, I guess she made them or whatever out of cloth. Use a safety pin, and then you just, put them in the wash? That grosses me out a little bit.
It is gross. Because
here's 192 diapers. For $42.
Whoa!
Oh, that's a good
deal. 192?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at Costco?
Huggies.
That's name brand?
Oh, yeah, it's name brand.
So you can get non-name brand. How many? 142, you said?
Yeah. 152. Sorry. Okay. No, $41.99. You get $10 off.
So that would last you about 18, 19 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You get a couple of those.
So $100 a month in diapers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you could buy the cheaper ones if you wanted.
Yeah, because those are the name brand ones. So I'm guessing the cheaper ones are quite a bit cheaper. The ones I saw at Dollar General, I don't remember how much they were. I just remember thinking, that's not so bad. They do put them, they got the little ones if you just need a couple because you're on the run. But then those big bags, I'm thinking you're going to need it. I know they say Mark Cuban always talks about buying bulk because you're going to need that stuff anyway.
True.
It saves you money. You don't do it because you're like, oh, I should save the extra $4 right now. He's like, just don't. Buy your paper towels in bulk. Buy your diapers in bulk. All that stuff that you're going to continue to use.
Yeah.
Just buy
I always buy, like, if I buy on Amazon, I'll buy, like, toothpaste, but, like, they have the 5-pack.
Yeah.
Just, the deodorant, the 4-pack. Why not?
Yep. Just get a bunch
of
them. I'm
going to go through it.
So the diaper changing thing, don't you need, like, a diaper? Don't they make diaper cans?
Well, I had a diaper genie.
Yeah, what is that?
I didn't have one of those.
What is a diaper genie? What is it? It's just a trash can?
It's a trash can. It's like a trap door. You put the diaper in, and then when it closes, it opens like a new container at the bottom, and it goes in a bag.
You don't smell it.
Oh, so each one is isolated?
So you don't smell it, and then when you change it, you just pull the bag out and toss it.
Whoa, so it isolates each one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So maybe we need to get him a diaper genie.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
I never used one.
I've heard a lot of people say they don't like them or they didn't use them, but
I just didn't have the need for it.
Yeah, I love them.
I just
threw them in the trash.
Clean it, throw in the trash, and take the trash out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, the diaper changing
thing. It seemed like more work. Like, and then I'd have like a bunch of diapers to throw out later, but I just wait until I'm throwing the trash, then take the trash out.
It seemed easier.
But that's what I did here. Then in Seattle, I was right next to the dumpster. Remember, I had that little chute, so you put it in a plastic bag and throw it through.
Because you just went down. It wasn't
anywhere near you. All I would do is take it and put it in like a plastic, or even not even a plastic bag, and throw it in the trash can outside.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So then the other thing people always worry about with the baby is the sleep thing. I'm never going to get to sleep again. But you said that it's not as bad as you'd think. Of course, you had someone helping.
Yeah, it's not. Man. Just sleep when they sleep.
Bomb Pop slept 12 hours a night.
I know. My oldest did too. My youngest didn't. He would get up, but
I got super lucky.
If he wanted to take a nap, I'd take a nap.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. They go to bed, like a lot of times they go to bed early, like 8 o'clock. I just went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Why not?
And people are like, oh, but yeah, I get it. You just miss out on life, but I'm also like, well, whatever.
You're raising kids.
We're going to, if it's 8 o'clock, what time do we go to bed, man? 8 o'clock? How long are we going to sleep? 3-4 hours? I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah.
I just lay down in bed with him and be like, there you go. Let's go. 8 o'clock.
People get so mad at me because I didn't lose sleep. He just slept 12 hours a night.
Right.
I tell people that. They get so mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they say some babies
do
better than others.
I get it, but God, shut up.
But one of the other things that, and I was just going through stuff that they say people need to know about having an infant, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but they said infants definitely know who their parents are. And so strangers can cause them to be anxious. Doesn't mean that you can't let someone else hold the baby, but that they can get separation anxiety pretty quickly, and that's normal. So just stick with mom and dad if your kid is anxious or crying or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Better.
That sounds normal.
So they
like, the sense, like, that sounds like it's very scientific, but if you just think about it, like, in layman's terms, like, if the baby's crying, they give it back
to
their
mom.
Right,
exactly.
So that's all they're saying, I think.
Yeah, and they also said that babies do get freaked out by loud noises, like, the TV can't be too loud. You know, if you're watching an action movie and you got your subwoofer, like, turn it off, because it says, something about they haven't developed their sensory system fully yet. They don't understand what's going on, so that noises freak them out. I would think, again, that that's common sense, that you're not watching
you're
the Expendables and surround sound, right, while the infant's trying to sleep in their crib.
Why would you watch this?
Expendables.
Whatever, ball. Because it was on earlier. So I'm just saying something loud. Why would you watch something loud? It, it just seems like common sense, just like you said with the strangers. I feel like that's also common sense. The breast milk thing, I don't know how that works. I know everyone I know who breastfed had a pump, which I did not know existed until I was an adult. I don't know.
Yeah, they maybe pump it in a bottle and then put it in the refrigerator.
And that way it's ready to go?
Well, then you got to warm it up and stuff. That's why I didn't use it.
But so, but are there mothers who don't, who just nurse and they never pump milk?
Maybe.
I'm sure, growing up, I thought that's how it worked. Like, they just nurse.
I'm sure in the world, that's it.
But the convenience of it is that you have milk ready to go.
We have bottles now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just bought formula and put it in the pantry.
Did your wife know?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were, like, trying to sneak formula, like, oh, there's not enough breast milk, whatever, I'll just...
But she would be like, oh, if we're going to buy formula, you know, we should, you know, you make it, they have a little... Like making Kool-Aid or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You got to get it the right temperature, room. I'm like, no.
I mean, in the movies,
they sell this stuff in a bottle where you unscrew it and you put the thing on it and it's ready. And it comes in bottles like this, and that's how much they drink. And I'm like, I can buy those. So, yeah, I mean, no, she probably, I mean, she knew, but I would certainly stop at the store and buy like two cases of those things and put them in the pantry and then. Go downstairs and she'd be like, you know, make sure you give him the breast milk. I'm like, make sure you can get up if you want to do it.
Why don't you come do it?
I don't know. Because I can just roll down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you didn't have to do the whole hold it in the hot water over the stove and all that stuff.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But there's ways around it.
The ways around it is just to buy the stuff that's already done.
Yeah. You don't have to do that.
Right. What now people say that's not as good for them. I don't know. Whatever.
And
they
then,
both seem fine now. Like they're not, there's nothing wrong with them. I can tell. And they use formula, so.
This other common question was, how do you give your baby a bath? I've never had a baby, but I've seen in the movies, don't you have a little tray that they lay in, and then you just put them in the tub?
Yeah.
And then what, you just like squeeze a wet sponge over them? Do they hate it?
Yeah, so you kind of fill it up, like a little bit, and then this baby thing sits in it.
Yeah.
And it kind of, then you just kind
of
give them, like, I don't know, I feel like, how you would give a sponge bath to an old person, same idea.
Yeah, yeah. And they probably don't love it at first, and then they start to get used to the idea, I would assume.
And you use a little sponge and wash their hair, and then you're done.
Yeah. And then the other thing it said, the final thing was
not hard.
To make sure that you're taking them to the doctor all the time. I guess infants have to go to the doctor a lot. They got to get a lot of checkups.
Well, the doctors will tell you that. Like the first time you go, they just set an appointment for the next time. And I mean, it's really kind of like all the stuff that you think you're worried about, you really don't have to be that worried about.
Yeah. They also had tips on this.
They're
going
to fall down. So, you know, if you got, I would say if you have sharp edges, figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Get those corner covers because that could definitely. The little rubber things.
I didn't put one on the fireplace and Chacho still got a scar right there.
I remember. And the door handle things, right? They make the rubber grip thing so the kids can't turn the handle.
I never did the electricity thing.
Oh, the caps and the.
Yeah, I never did that.
I did that.
Yeah, I know some people do. In my mind, I thought, man, I could. Would that just encourage them to, like, why are they. Whose baby is going to that thing and
sticking their finger, sticking a fork
like
in
sticking
it?
A fork in there? Like,
yeah, because you can't put your finger there.
No, so but I understand why you would do it. I just didn't. I was like, if I see them over by the electrical sockets, I'm going to buy those things. Mm-hmm. I had the little clamps that you put on
cabinets
so they don't get to the bleach or whatever. But the electrical sockets, I'm like, is he just going to crawl over there and like stick his tongue in there? And if he did stick his tongue in there, would anything ever happen? Neither one of my boys ever went to the electrical socket.
Well, that's good. I don't recall ever getting electrocuted, although I do think we had those caps in the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're there for a reason. So.
Yeah. And then their final tips, you're supposed to talk to your baby all the time. Again, that seems instinctual.
I just always talk to him like an adult.
Right, and that's what they say.
I never did baby talk.
But they say baby talk is also healthy.
Well, it's just fine. I just never did.
Yeah, but just talk to him. I would think, again, I mean, I talk to my dog all the time. There's no reason to. It doesn't understand
me. Right.
So I would think it's instinctual that if your baby's around, you're talking to your baby all the time. But they also say you should read to your infant. Read books to your infant, even though, you know, they're not totally aware of what's going on. Did you do that?
Yeah.
And then they said, when it comes to music, you can play your favorite music for them, you know, when they're awake, whatever. And then at nighttime, you can play them the kids' lullabies and stuff like that, or whenever they need to go to sleep. But you should play your favorite music for them, it said. I don't know. Did you turn on the Smiths when you was an infant and make them listen to Big Mouth Strikes
Again? I used to feed them to Weezer, the Blue Album.
Well, there you go. So
and
you
he
did
loves
that.
Weezer, and I got him a Weezer Gold record. And then... I fed Chacho to you too, all the things you leave behind or whatever, and I got him that gold record too, so they both have it in their name.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's it. There you go, man. You wanted advice on how to raise a baby.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Look, it's
on
not
Henry.
Easy. Just, you know, do your best, man. Here, this is what I'll tell you right now. the fact that you emailed to try to get advice on how to raise a baby tells me you're going to be fine.
Exactly.
Because you're already trying to figure out how to be a good dad. So if you're already trying to figure out how to be a good dad, there's millions of parents out there who did not send that email and don't care. So the fact that you're trying to figure it out tells me you're going to be fine anyway. And, you know, don't let other people set expectations on you or your kid. And that means don't let your partner set expectations on you or your kid. You can't do it. Do it. I mean, I don't want you not to be a team, but, you know, do it to the best that you can and be the best parent that you can and be happy with that. Right? And then move forward. That's it. If your partner thinks you're not as good a parent as them, you know what? The kids will pick in their 20s. Figure it out.
Yeah. You'll get divorced eventually anyway. And right. Over. Just keep thinking about that finish line.
Just keep trying to be the best parent you can.
The Church of Laszlo.
Rock and roll. You like rock and roll?
I like places that are rocking and rolling.
That's right. Snowcone likes
if
a place
that's
rocking and a rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you don't even have to have music for a place to be rocking and rolling. You just, you know, it's rocking and rolling or you don't. And Snowcone knows. He'll be the judge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he crowned Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City as the most rocking and a rolling outdoor stadium in the world.
That's a stadium, period.
Stadium, period.
Indoor or outdoor.
Indoor or outdoor. It's the most rock and rolling place, maybe, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What are the greatest rock band names of all time? What's your favorite band name? Do you have one? Like a name that sticks out? You're like, that's such a great name. Mm-hmm.
No, I guess I've never really thought about that.
You know, I know they're friends of ours because they're local, but I love the Sluts. That's such a great name. And it got our attention immediately the first time that we saw that, you know, CD that they sent. And I still think it's a great name. You had all those The bands, and I was into a lot of those The bands. And, you know, some are better than those. The Strokes, that's a good name, but I wonder, is it a good name because I like them so much and they're so cool?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I also think Interpol is a cool name for a band. But I don't make the list. The list already exists.
Yeah, those don't do anything for me, really.
I mean,
they're fine, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's some... There's, like, Spando Ballet. That's kind of a crazy one.
I always like Stone Temple Pilots for some reason.
That is a good one, and I do like when band names... The name sounds good, but you can also do the acronym, right? And Stone Temple Pilots is the most perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good band name, and a good band. You know the problem with Stone Temple Pilots was the era? They were competing against all these other... somewhat similar bands.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I thought, they're slightly lesser. And then as I got older, I was like, God damn, this band is so good. And I didn't give them the respect they deserved at the time. It took me a while. But you want to know what they say are the greatest bands?
I'm curious.
Okay, so the Beach Boys, they say there's no contest.
Yeah, that's a good one. Especially the way they sound and, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It fits for sure.
You know what they're going to sound like when you hear the name.
Yep. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I don't like why.
I'm not always into the so-and-so and the whatever band. You know? I mean,
it's
to
fine.
Me, it just feels a little bit like, not,
but I can't imagine that. Like, is Bruce Springsteen the E Street Band next?
Right,
like,
exactly. And it's to me, it's like you're letting people know that you're really the artist here. And the band, they're helping you out. But they can come and go. You know, I'm doing everything. Even though a lot of bands are really run by one person. Oftentimes a lead singer, the guitar player, whatever. They're writing all the songs. Maybe even recording all the parts for the instruments on the albums. But they still have a band name.
It doesn't bother me, but it's like, I wouldn't think that it's the best band name ever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting one. I don't know what I put on there. Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine, to me...
I like that.
I do, but at first, when I first heard of it, I expected them to be something terrible. I have to say. I expected it to be some sort of terrible metal or... And then, trust me, if someone said, like, no, it's like rap rock. I mean, you hear Rage Against the Machine the first time. I don't know why. I just thought it was going to be something I wasn't into. I thought it would be some, you know, Megadeth-type band, a heavy metal-type band. I know they are heavy, but they're cool, though. So, and the name fits them really well.
Yeah, it does.
So now I'm with it, but I'm just trying to think when I first heard that name. But they got Rage Against the Machine. Black Sabbath. That's a good name.
That's a great name.
I didn't even think about Black Sabbath, but that's a good name. I'm not. I mean, is anyone here a huge fan?
No.
Okay. I thought you like some classic rock, and I'm not always sure what it is. I know. Laszlo,
I don't hate them.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. You didn't like because we were talking about album covers. You didn't like Led Zeppelin's album cover with the Zeppelin crashing because it's too on the nose. But do you like the name Led Zeppelin as a band name?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, because they've got it up here ranked pretty high on the list. The next one, I think, we'll all agree. They're cool, and it's also a great name, and we didn't think about it on our own. Dead Kennedys.
Well, that's a great name, of course.
Dead Kennedys is a great, great name. We were promised jetpacks.
Okay.
You know, I get it. I guess we knew someone who loved that band. Every now and then you meet someone who really loves them. I like a couple of their songs to the point where I think maybe I need to listen to them more because there's probably more stuff there that I would like. Because the few songs that I like, it's like my kind of music. Mm-hmm. So you've listened to them quite a bit, Snow Cone?
I mean, there's a few songs I like, yeah.
Okay. I got to be honest, I don't like the name. It's on the list of greatest band names. I don't like the name.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
We were promised jetpacks. It's tough to say. It's, you know, I don't know, Laszlo. It's
fine.
Kind of like two on the nose, like the Zeppelin.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? I don't know. Soundgarden is on the list, and I think that's a great name.
It is a great name. Soundgarden and there's something, like, you get it.
Yes, they say the name comes from an art exhibit in Seattle. Mm-hmm. It comprises a series of multi-linked pipes that make music when the wind hits it correctly. Not only is the band's namesake cool, but on its own, the name evokes an image of a beautiful garden filled with music. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know the thing that it was named after a thing in Seattle. You knew that? I didn't
know
when
we were there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you could still go there.
I saw them. It's like at some park, right? I can't remember the name of it now. But I didn't know that that's what Soundgarden was named after. I had no idea. Another great name that we didn't think of and we should have is Sonic Youth.
Yeah, I did think about that, too.
That's a really good name. And, you know, obviously a very influential and cool band. Which, by the way, again, maybe this is just because they were such a huge band and I love them so much, but I think Nirvana is a great name.
I do, too.
It's just good. It's the opposite of We Were Promised Jetpacks.
Right. You know I think I mean? Leonard Skinner's a good name. That's not on it, making Leonard fun of their Skinner, gym teacher.
That Leonard Skinner's a good name. I don't know if it still sounds good.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what it is, but then when you hear the story, you're like, okay.
It does sound cool. You're right. And you don't know exactly what
sounds
it is.
Like, right. But it sounds like it could be a Southern. Like, is this guy's name Leonard Skinner? And then you're like, no.
It's hard to even try and imagine what it would be like to hear that name for the first time. Because when I hear it, I just think South.
Right.
I think Southern rock. Now, I said Nirvana is the opposite of We Were Promised Jetpacks because it's simple, right?
But Sex Pistols?
That's a good name. Mm-hmm. They might be on here. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But one of those names that is kind of odd that for whatever reason works for me is the Smashing Pumpkins. I
hate that name.
I don't know why. It's fine, but...
What was her name? Darcy? Who's the girl?
Darcy?
Yeah. I remember watching an interview with them in the 90s, and I'm pretty sure it was her. They were asking about the name, and she's like, me and that name have never gotten along. So I know that... There's a lot of people think it's a dumb name. I may just like it because I love that band so much.
Right.
But it's such an odd name to hear at first, but somehow it works. And the fact that you call them the Pumpkins, right? I don't know. But you guys don't like it? That's all votes against?
Someone on Twitch said, yes. I really like that name.
That is a good name. Yes is all right. Gorillaz?
Nothing.
It says, you may never notice the trippy rock band's name is very clever. A group of gorillas in the wild is called a band. Which is one of those reasons this musical band decided to use the name of their great ape. The Z at the end of the name also adds a little pizzazz. Okay, thanks. So that's why they're named gorillas, is because a group of gorillas in the wild is called a band. Well, there you go. You learned something, right?
No.
Laszlo, here's one. And I know you like the band. I love the band. I don't know if you like the name or not. Electric Light Orchestra. ELO. Come on, Laszlo. Come on, Snowcone, you like ELO, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, come on. You like some ELO, Laszlo.
Of course.
Okay, good.
He said it.
But yeah, and the name, again, is one of those names where they got the name, and then you got the acronym.
Yeah, it's kind of like, do I like the name, or do I just know? You know what I mean?
I know, it's hard to remember.
I don't like the Smashing Pumpkins name, but I just know it, you know, so well that it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's tough to try and remember what that first thought was. You know what I mean? The first time you heard it, what your impression was. And maybe Smashing Pumpkins was not a good one. I don't know. It could just be that I like the band. But that's their list. So I am surprised that Leonard Skinner was not on the list. That is a good name. They should have done it. You want to know what they say the worst names are? Have we done the worst names? I feel like we did the worst names already, right?
I mean, no.
Can we talk about the worst band names? Let's see what's on the list real quick. See if we know these. Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
Okay.
I remember that band. You do too, right? I remember Jerry talking about
it. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Oh, I do. I think I remember this. Didn't we say Diarrhea Planet?
Diarrhea Planet, right? Mm-hmm. I think maybe we saw this list. Chumbawamba, Hoobastank. Yeah, Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, we did that.
Diarrhea Planet. Good job, Snow Cone. They said Goo Goo Dolls is the worst, which that is definitely not worse than Diarrhea Planet or Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. Those names are obviously worse. What's wrong with Goo Goo Dolls? I mean, it's not great.
I think their first name was like Sex Maggot.
Yeah, what was their first name?
I want to say
Sex
Maggot.
Yeah, I think it was Sex Maggot. Right?
Was it?
The Goo Goo Dolls?
I have no idea.
Because you liked their first album, right?
I mean, everybody does. Yeah, Superstar Car Wash. Everybody does.
I don't think that's the worst name. But yeah, I think we'd seen that list before.
Sex Maggots.
Sex Maggots. Yeah, you got it. You know, if you're trying to get mainstream, that's tough. Another bad name, I think, is Bare Naked Ladies. I never liked that name. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's no worse than the Smashing Pumpkins, and I defended them, so. But Bare Naked Ladies?
I think they just did that so it would be on the marquee.
Right.
You know, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
It just kind of tells me your lyrics are going to be kind of cheesy and jokey.
Yeah. What about Counting Crows?
That's fine.
You think so?
Well, it makes more sense than Smashing Pumpkins.
What about Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
I like that.
Well, yeah, we love the band.
No, but I like that, too.
But you like the name?
Yeah.
OMD?
Yeah.
It's another
Orchestral
one
Maneuvers in the Dark. Is that, like, okay.
Yeah, and it's another one where you know the name and you also know them by the acronym. You can say either one, and people who like music know what you're talking about. What's your favorite?
I don't know. I've been going through like these best dubs I could think of. Probably the Sex Pistols is cool. It's a cool name.
It's good.
You know, on that record, you know, Never Mind the Bullocks, We Are the Sex Pistols. You know, I like that name.
I know it's dumb and you're going to make fun of me, but I always thought Blink 182 was cool. Just the idea that they were Blink. Someone said, no, you can't use that name. It's already used. So they just add 182. And somehow it worked. You know what I mean? Blink 182 is kind of a cool band name. And the origin story, like, it's just sort of accidental.
Yeah.
I like it. I also like the beat. I think that's cool. And I think it's cool that in the United States they had to be called the English beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I just think that that's interesting. But, I don't know what my absolute favorite would be. Nirvana's pretty perfect. But is it just because the band is so good?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's also a perfect name, though, right?
For them?
It's short, succinct. It's a great rock band.
It's a cool word.
Right? And it looks cool on the albums, and I don't know. I think it's
Black
good.
Sabbath is pretty good.
Black Sabbath was great.
It's pretty good, and the fact that everything was kind of that fun, hippie music that was coming out at that point.
Right.
You know, Mamas and the Papas, and all of a sudden there's this English band dressed in black leather.
Eating bats and worshiping
right,
the devil.
Right, like, you know.
Yeah, that.
We are Black Sabbath.
They
like,
kicked
okay,
the door
it's
down.
Different. You know what I mean?
Beach Boys and Black Sabbath, I thought, were the two best on that list.
Yeah, probably.
And then they're only doing rock, but if you do hip hop, you could do Public Enemy and
There's
Outkast.
A lot of
good ones,
sure.
And, yeah. But you're right. Black Sabbath is
a
good one. Houdini. Laszlo
loves Houdini.
He loves them.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, what's going on?
I am interested in this. Google is trying to create an AI life coach.
Mm.
I mean, it's actually in the works. This isn't something
I can be open to that.
I'm totally open to this. My girlfriend uses AI every day. Her sister, too. They're constantly use it to write emails and help them with work. I mean, when I get home and she tells me stuff about what she's done, it involves AI all the time.
Hmm.
And I just don't use it that often. I play around with it. I ask it some questions. But I know that it's
sometimes I'll use
smart.
It instead of Google. That's about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and a lot of people started doing that because it helped Microsoft quite a bit with their search counts, like the monthly search counts. And Snoko and I know we were trying to get this guy on the air, but there was a guy who wrote an article about AI that said he got to play with basically the non-public version of OpenAI, and he said it's way smarter than the AI that we're allowed to use. They purposely dumb it down because they're trying to avoid certain things. But he's like, it's scary smart to the point where it can write. I heard him talking about headlines for like a satirical article like The Onion. This was a big issue is that they say, well, AI can't really write jokes. It's got some limitations. He's like, no, but the real version can. And he read examples of stuff.
Right.
And it's funny. And so we know now, it sounds like it's capable. And so what Google is trying to do is come up with this AI life coach. And they said the plan is it'll help you plan ahead better, right? Give you a schedule. These are the things you need to do. It will automatically create your budgets for you. It'll automatically create your meal plans for you. And not only does it do all that, when that's all good, there's probably some apps that could help you with that stuff now, but it's not, interactive like AI.
Right.
But on top of this, at the end, they also want it to be able to give you actual life advice. So it could be like a therapist.
Do they have the app or is it not done
they're
yet?
Working on it. They say they're working on it. They told the New York Times that Google wants to make it smart enough to give solid answers to intimate questions and challenges in people's lives. So they gave an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A friend was in your wedding and just invited you to theirs. But it's a destination wedding and you can't afford it. So you ask your AI life coach, hey, here's the deal. I can't afford to go to this wedding, but they were mine. Should I go?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the type of thing, I guess, that you can ask this AI, which I assume right now when they come up with it will be on a computer. But, right. if they master this, Laszlo, just think.
I think it'd be cool.
If you master this, eventually the ultimate goal will be to put this thing into a physical form, right? Like a robot. And then that thing can go get our tags for us, right?
Oh, that would be good.
We'll all have
that's
personal
not
assistants.
A life coach. That's an assistant.
Right, but it's also a life coach because it gives you therapy. It answers these tough questions about life that you're having. They say it's supposed to be able to hopefully answer, you know, existential questions and problems that you're having with relationships.
Like that movie Her.
Yes, yes. Except with Her, he's carrying that thing around like a smartphone. Mm-hmm. In my mm-hmm. vision, it's like that Will Smith movie, and the robot is going to do stuff for
oh,
me,
okay.
right?
iRobot.
Yeah, so you wake up and it says, hey, Reed, here's the stuff you need to do today. And I say, no, this is the stuff you need to do today. So it calls it calls the HVAC guy and meets him at the door, right?
Yeah.
And pays him because it's got credit card capability built into its body, right? Just tap and pay. It can go to the DMV and wait in line and get my damn tags. It can do all those things. And then on top of it, it comes home and I'm sitting there on the couch and I say, man, I got a question for you.
I mean, how's it getting around? What are you...
It's got to be like the iRobot. That's my
driving all the way to the DMV. We just have robots, right? I don't know.
Why not? Just like the Will Smith movie. It's going to happen. It's okay. Just will it happen in our lifetime? Once that happens, that'll be the biggest priority. It will no longer be I have to have a car. I have to have
the. We have to have one of these.
You'll
things.
Have to have that robot. That you'll be getting the 30-year loan, whatever it takes to finance having this robot. Everyone will want to have one. Rich people will have several, right? That are dedicated to different things, and then. You know, the rest of us will try and get one for the whole family probably because they're so expensive.
Right.
That's the dream. I'm in. I'm all in.
Of course.
And also, I'm all in with just the idea of asking AI for life advice. Why not? I played around with that AI app on my phone where you talk to the lady.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
I asked her questions like, hey, I think I need a second vehicle to do work on the house. Should I buy a van or a truck? Because the trucks are kind of expensive. The answer she gave sounded like a real person.
Really?
She's like, well, here's the issue. They're both good, and this would be the benefit of this, but prices for this are high. I mean, I was impressed. And they say it's just only going to get better because they're actually holding back what it's truly capable of. So AI
it'd
life
be
coach.
Nice to have some friends who are smart.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not just because you guys have really bad life advice.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't be giving anybody life advice. I just have this AI in your ear. Like
right. You're like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like if it was just AI and you said something like, we should do this. And it was just like.
No, he's wrong.
You should not do that.
He's wrong. You should not do that. I've calculated it.
Right.
Once again,
it's a bad idea.
Don't worry. Something
you're like, come over tonight. Hang out with me and my girlfriend. It's like, don't do that.
Do not do that. I've calculated it. In the eyes. It's like C-3PO. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Laszlo, we got something we got to talk about. It's going to make Snowcone angry. Mm. Got to make me angry. But I got something I want to talk about. Snowcone needs our help.
He does?
Yeah, he needs our help.
What?
Why?
You do. You asked for it yesterday. Well, you sort of asked for
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
We can help you, Snowcone.
Oh, God.
What's
Snowcone, you do this. Oh, God, you shouldn't be stressed about it. This can be fun. This will be good.
I thought that was in the vault.
You can get advice, and it'll be fun.
We're
going to
help him?
Yeah, he needs a little help. That's all. Mm-hmm. Dude, by the way, I totally get it. If I was in your position, I would be asking for the exact same help. There's nothing wrong with it. I think you're too modest. That's the problem.
Mm.
He's being too modest. I'll explain, Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, Laszlo,
mm-hmm.
Snowcone needs our help.
Well, I'd be honored to help him.
Right, and I think he thinks that all we do is pick on him, but and that may be true sometimes, but I'm worried about him because he seems to be going through this, like, I don't know, existential thing about his age or something. He's talking to me about his gray hair, and he's looking at old pictures of himself and saying, look at how much different I used to look. Look at how dark my hair was. Look at how much more hair I had. I look so much younger. And I keep telling him, I'm looking at the old pictures, and I'm looking at the new ones. You look better now. Some people age like that, you know? They hit that age, and sometimes guys do that. Maybe it's because of their style
now?
Or whatever. He's starting to get this self-pity about his looks and his age, and I'm telling him he looks good. He keeps showing me these old pictures of himself. Look at this. This is 2015. Can you believe it? Look at that hair.
No.
Yeah, I get it, but you look good now. No one cares about your gray hair. It looks distinguished. Women like that. What he needs is he's like afraid to take new pictures of himself because he doesn't like the way that he looks.
Mm.
And he's like, all my pictures on social media, there's so many old pictures. You know, I post pictures with my son sometimes, but I don't, you know, like I could never take a selfie. Never. That's what he told me yesterday. I could never take a selfie.
I just don't like the act of it. I don't know.
I get it. I don't like it that much either.
Well, I think you look great.
You're too hard on yourself. I honestly am saying this. I think he looks the best now that he's ever looked. That I've known him.
That.
Since you've known him.
No.
He does.
But none of us do. We all get older, man. That's just something you have to deal with. I know. Right? I'm not making, you know.
No, I don't look better, but I'm saying he, like, if you look at those old pictures of him, I see him, and I'm like, okay, I think you look better now. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, people online agree. And I know you're single, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about this confidence thing.
You look great, man. Relax.
Thanks.
So we need, you know.
You're fine.
I know that we pick on him a lot, but he needs a little boost confidence. And he needs, I was talking to Brooke about this last night, and she's like, you know what he needs to do? He needs to take some new pictures of himself, and he needs to own the fact that he's on the radio. And I said, that's what I said. She's like, take pictures of him when he's behind the mic with his headphones on. You know? Use those pictures of yourself. And I said, that's what I told him, but he's too modest. He doesn't want to do it.
Why?
I don't know why. I asked him yesterday. Seems... He's like, no, I can't do that. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? We're going to go outside. You used a profile picture forever of you hiking. You're not a hiker. You're a radio guy.
Yeah.
You work in radio.
Get the picture of you at work.
I don't know. It just seems... I don't know.
It would seem like that if you came in for one day or something. You know what I mean? You were hanging out for a day or two, or you got a job and it lasted a month.
I guess just the act of like, okay, I'm going to set up this camera. I'm going to pull this microphone
up. We
can
take the
pictures. In front of the board and take a... It just seems weird. That's all.
I mean, look.
Well, it would be at any other point that you take a selfie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You'd be doing the same thing no matter what. I'm going to drink this beer, throw this frisbee, or walk this dog.
I don't like selfies. I don't know.
Exactly. But
well, then don't take one.
But you're like, but he says he wants new pictures because all the old pictures that he sees on his social media depress him because he feels like he's gotten older. I think he looks good. I think he needs pictures to prove it. And he's single. He needs to get out there.
Well, just delete those old ones then.
Yeah.
You don't have to see him.
Could do that. I guess a lot of them are pictures like at concerts and stuff like that.
I don't go through
and
look. I just had the other night. It was one of those time hop things on Facebook popped up.
That's what caused this?
Yeah. You said I looked better then?
I was just surprised how dark my hair was. I had no idea it was that dark.
He was sending me text messages about, man, look at this. Look at how much different I look. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, but first of all, I don't think you look as different as you're saying, but I also think you look better now. You look.
Everybody gets older, man.
Better.
You're all right.
And so then, and this is kind of rude.
You're all right.
Someone sent him, unprovoked, he was not talking to this person, sent him a message that just said, hey, it's been a long time. My God, when did you go so gray? Ha, ha, ha.
That's what it was, huh?
Yes, but
that was a while ago, but yeah.
But I told
him. When I saw the picture, it made me think of that. Like, damn.
But I told him the reason a girl would send that to him.
A girl sent that to you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why so mean?
But because she doesn't
think. An ex, too.
I don't think that she thinks she's making fun of him. She doesn't think it's anything bad. It's just, oh, my gosh.
Well,
you didn't
have
so
no.
Gray. I get it.
That's horrible.
No, my ex always told me, too, that girls love gray hair and that like she loved that my hair was gray.
There you go.
She loved it. She wanted me to grow it out long.
I don't think that girl, your ex was very nice. I don't think that she would try and make fun of you for no reason. I think she was like, oh, my gosh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's not something you say.
I get that.
I agree.
Yeah,
why do it? That's not something you say.
I agree. But since it's been said, I'm just trying
to
help him know.
Like, yeah, I had no idea you put on a couple pounds.
That thought crossed my mind, but because I don't think that she thinks it's anything that he would be insecure about.
Well, I'm telling you, if she doesn't, then she just has really poor social skills.
I get it. I agree with that.
So then, you know, return the favor.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was a weird thing to say, but I think she probably said it with poor social skills because she didn't think it's anything that he would be insecure about. You know, it's just one of those things that people look at you, Snow Cone, and they go, oh, he's good looking. He's got nothing to be insecure about. We will help you take new pictures, right? And maybe one of these days you're going to want to get out there and, I don't know.
Put it back on Tinder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, get a dating profile. I know that you say you meet a lot of people just out and about and on Instagram and stuff like that. But you want more pictures. Let us take some pictures of you. And let's get that confidence up.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what started all this. I was wanting to sign back up for Tinder and those dating apps. And I was like, I don't have any current pictures that I think are good.
A lot of people use really old pictures, I've
heard. Last thing, I don't want to use old pictures.
Just take a picture of yourself and put it up there.
How many do you need for one of those things?
You're going to be the harshest critic of yourself anyway. Just put it up there. Sure. You're a fine-looking guy.
Last time we talked about this, which was, I know, a long time ago, but didn't you say something about how for those dating profiles, you need pictures where it looks like you're out doing something? Like girls are, the redneck girls are out mudding in trucks, or guys are fishing and they're holding a fish up, right? When we've gone through those lists on BuzzFeed, I've seen what a lot of them look like.
I just don't do anything.
Right. Well, then you could be behind the board, right? What else could he do? I brought a football. We could take a picture of him throwing a football.
He doesn't need to do that.
That's two action shots. We'll get you working, right? And you're laughing. That'd be a good picture. You're smiling. And then we'll get a picture of you throwing the football. And then what else could we do? I'll take a picture of him on the stairs. I'll take a picture of him sitting on the stairs.
All right, let's not get ridiculous.
Yeah,
just take a picture of him here. Take a picture of him at work.
I'm going to. And I want people to help us approve the ones that they like. Okay, they can tell us which ones to keep and which ones to get rid of. But, Snowcone, we're going to do this. You're going to feel better about yourself.
Okay.
He's a good-looking guy. It's ridiculous.
It's fine.
It's so, right. It's just he gets so down on himself sometimes. And I know a lot of people do that. I get down on myself, I guess, in different ways.
Well, I mean, he does look old for his age.
Oh, my God. I'm asking you for 1 minute to just not do
that. I'm just saying
right
he does look good, though, but he looks old for his age.
I don't think so.
He's like 30.
You look good. I would guess you're 28.
That's 34.
Yeah.
I would guess he's 28 if I saw him.
Yeah, right.
I think I would.
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
No, we'd probably say 28, 29.
Come on.
I might say late 20s to early 30s, okay?
See, this is the problem. Because I tell him that I think he looks good, and I do. And what you do is you take it too far. Now you're pandering, and he doesn't believe anything we say.
I'm telling
you. You can't be that person to people. You have to give them some honesty. Like, dude, you do look a little older than 30.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. But I think you look good, man. You're in shape. You're tall. You got broad shoulders. I think your beard looks good.
Yes.
You did gray early. You know what? Life ain't perfect for everybody, all right?
Yeah.
If you were tall, in better shape, and had perfect hair, you'd be in Hollywood. But you don't. You're in Kansas City, so you know what? You look pretty good, man.
Yeah.
All right? So I wouldn't worry about it, comparatively. But you can't be there and be like, I think you look better than you did when you were 19. You don't.
Right.
And you never will.
Right.
The only time you looked better than you did when you were 19 was 18. Okay? That's it.
I do criticize him for certain things. I say no full body shots. Your jeans are too short and your shoes are too old.
He dresses. Yeah.
I say no swimsuit shots because your back is pretty hairy, and I don't know if that plays or not.
Legs are almost damn near see-through.
Legs are way too white, so you got
to
be wearing jeans.
We don't have to do all this either.
I'm just saying. I don't tell him that he's perfect. I'm telling him the truth. You look good, Snow Cone.
You look good. But you don't look 28.
Guys. Well, obviously.
Right. He doesn't look 28.
Early 30s. Which is what you are. So you're doing good.
You look a little old for your age.
God damn it.
But you look good.
That's fine.
You look good, right?
I appreciate it.
Look, I wouldn't run to the bar and tell people, when they say, how old are you? You go 30. They're not going to be like, you look good for 30, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you said, how old are you? And you said 42, they're like, damn, you look good for 42, right?
Jesus.
You still have most of your hair.
Well, I'm saying, you're younger than that. They say, oh, you look good for that. You know what I mean? Well, I wouldn't say, you know, hey, how old are you, 29? Like, that? Oh, boy.
You do still have most of your hair. Someone pointed that out. A lot of guys by early 30s, you know, already bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but you still got hair. When you get it cut, it looks good. So, Snow Cone, you look good for your age.
I do. I do think you look good.
And you're an attractive guy, and you got to stop being so down on yourself.
Right.
Well, that's just not going to happen.
You're aging gracefully.
Am I?
Yes, I think you are. You know, you could be trying to color the gray because you're scared of it or whatever. I do that to my beard. That's not aging gracefully. That's denying that I'm aging, right? So you're aging gracefully.
I don't know if that's the term for aging gracefully.
I don't really know what it means either. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't think just people who color their beards or dye their hair don't age gracefully. You kind of act and look your age.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's in his 30s. He's gray. So dyeing his hair wouldn't be crazy. He does not look his age when he's got gray hair.
I've watched Hard Knocks. Aaron Rodgers has gray hair. He's in his 30s, right?
No.
No? No, I thought he was like, you know, maybe a couple years older than Snow Cone.
Okay. How old are you again?
34.
Okay, you look like you're the same age as Aaron Rodgers. How's that?
Okay, let's look.
You guys look like you're about the same age.
I don't know.
How old is he, guys?
This will be the test. Aaron Rodgers.
But, of course, Aaron Rodgers looks really good for his age because he's an elite athlete.
Yeah, he's before his age. You just have to find out what
his
age is.
He's 40.
There you go. I would say you look a solid 40.
He's 39. He's 39.
39. There you go. I'd say that too.
Yeah. You look good.
Yeah, you look a solid 39. No problem with that.
Yeah.
And you look good.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.